these days, now that you know, we are also doing this over a Zoom call since we are in a lockdown. Where do you see the impact of COVID on investments into circular economy, on investments in pollution and climate tech?
So I think, yes, we are in a very, it's not a very good situation right now because of the entire crisis that's unfolding around us. And a lot of people would have it in their mind as to what impact it will have. One thing is for sure that everybody around us today is experiencing what it could be like, what our air could be like. My pollution monitor shows air in good every single hour of every single day in this month. And now it's obviously not the way we want it to be. This is not the way this crisis needs to end. We need to find a medical solution. We need to find economic solutions. But what we also need to take away is that the air can be clean. The rivers can be clean. And that is the long-term message we should carry from here. Mm-hmm. And I feel that if the governments act in the right way, it can happen because now they have the data. They know what could be causing it because they know what's been shut down and what's not been shut down. So that data is available, I would say, even with environmentalists and activists. So I'm sure they will also use that as a benchmark in their analysis, in their policy making or policy push. So that could be one of the factors. And I also inherently believe that in the medium to long term, investing in circular economy companies could also cushion the economy from some shocks because circular economy businesses actually do tend to distribute incomes to a much wider population rather than to only large industrial or commercial complexes. So I feel, I see this as an opportunity. We need to find a medical solution. We need to find the economy, we have to get it back on track. But we need to remember the great possibilities that exist.